Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go outdoors. Steve Kearney joins us. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. And, Steve, it feels like December in these parts. This is unbelievable how the cold settled in.
Hey, good afternoon. Good evening, Steve. Yes, it's not very normal. It's darn cold out there. I can see the legions of deer hunters coming up 94 with their orange and their four-wheelers, and they're all coming. So it's going to happen no matter what in 36 hours, so everybody's kind of gearing up.
Yeah, the bow hunters have had the woods to themselves, and now the firearms hunters come out. And this is quite an annual tradition. And, Steve, one of the things we've talked about really is what an unusual year it's been weather-wise. For many spots, the wettest year on record, and that's still having an impact because there's still a lot of corn out there, and it's going to make this a challenging hunt.
Yeah, definitely, Steve. I was out kind of moving around by Fergus Falls today, and I'll tell you, I'd say about 80% of the corn is still up, and I think that's going to be a real hindrance for the hunters this weekend. You know, the farmers have been out there 24/7. They've been combining at night and going as fast as they can, but I just don't think it's going to happen by Saturday, and I think that's going to be an issue statewide. There's just corn everywhere, and it's going to be a hindrance just because those deer are in the corn. You can't get them out, and it's going to be kind of tough sledding. I'm going to be at the governor's brunch tomorrow in Fergus Falls in the morning, kind of a little media thing for the governor's opener, which is going to be in the Fergus Falls Otter Tail area. So that's going to be kind of fun, but I think it's going to be not quite what we're used to. So people are kind of, you know, a little hesitant, but they're going anyway because it's, you know, it's a big deal and they live for this type of thing.
Well, and congrats on that invite. They probably saw that big buck you took by bow and figured we got to get some advice from Steve Kearney.
Well, I think they figured I'm done, so I'm no threat, you know. I got my 12-pointer in about a month ago, and I had a doe last week, and they probably figured, well, he's done. He's not going to be a problem. So I think they're inviting me because I'm just, I'm done. I'm safe.
Yeah, it is a great tradition. We bring it up, of course, the Inland Walleye Opener, of course, in the spring, and the Firearms Deer Opener here in November. Those are two of the really big events in the outdoors for sure.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, this is going to showcase, you know, the Fergus Falls area quite a bit. And, you know, it's a good thing. And it's, you know, a great area in northwestern Minnesota. But, you know, there's a ton of public land out here. That's what I'm sort of trying to find out about. The pheasant situation is really improving. As they get the corn down, a lot of these pheasants are starting to show up in these public areas. And I think a lot of these public areas up in this northwestern part of the state just don't get hit that hard. And I'm seeing birds popping out on the roadways now. And I think the late-season pheasant hunters are going to do very, very well on that I-94 corridor that you and I have talked about for years. And I can tell when they're coming out now with the corn still up, it's going to be good in December and late November.
Yeah, and Steve, I've heard good things. A guy I work with during the week says they've had a fair amount of success out in western Minnesota already bagging some pheasants.
I think, you know, a lot of the early season hunters have just, you know, given up because there's so much corn. And, you know, the majority of the pheasant hunters are out very early in the season, the first couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks. And then when it gets cold and kind of nasty, they all kind of quit. And that's really the time you want to start. And once they get this corn down and it stays cold, there's going to be birds popping out all over the place that have never been hassled, they've never been hunted, and that's when the public lands will really come around. And I think it's going to be a great late November and a great December. A little bit of snow is certainly going to help, but I think just because the corn is up, it's really, you know, kind of kept people away. So I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be a banner November and December.
Steve Kearney joining us. Steve Kearney Outdoors. We typically visit with Steve on the weekends. Good enough to join us here on a Thursday night. And, of course, Mike Max, Ron Sherr, live outdoors, typically on Monday nights. But we should point out, next week they're going to be on Tuesday night. Mike Max, Ron Sherr, next Tuesday night at 7 here on CCO. Steve, is it too early to bring up ice fishing? I know it's cold. We're nowhere near being out on the water. But I know those anglers that love to be out on the ice, they're thinking about it.
You know, Steve, actually it started already, if you can believe it. There's a few people walking out in some of the lakes up in the northwest up here. There's probably 2 inches of ice,
wow.
And some of the diehards are actually walking out already. I think it's going to be probably viable ice here in about a week or 10 days,
because
it's cold. I mean, it's going to be single digits at night the next week. It's going to be probably a couple of weeks ahead from what it normally is. So I've already got my stuff out. I've got my house and augers, everything already ready to go. So it could be 10 days before we start walking out. So good timing, actually.
Yeah, it is absolutely amazing how quickly things have changed. And that's what's, you know, we're going to remember 2019. Very unusual year weather-wise. Just things have been all messed up all year, Steve.
You know, we never got the Indian summer we normally get. You know, sometimes it's 75, 80 degrees around Thanksgiving. We're never going to get that. And we totally missed that whole window of the Indian summer type thing. And it just, you know, the thermometer went down and it stayed down. And this is what we're going to get. We're stuck with this 20s and 30s and 40s, and it's going to be that. But, you know, we're going to get early ice. We're going to be on the ice well before Thanksgiving, maybe 2-3 weeks ahead of time. So that's good, too. So you just got to kind of roll with it. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, and those ice fishing shows that are so popular are coming up here pretty quick.
Yep, the big one is December 7th in St. Paul. That is a crazy show. It's probably the busiest, most crazy sports show I've ever been to. And I'm going to be in the Bexalar booth on Saturday. And they get 25, 30,000 people through there in 2 days. It's crazy. But, you know, that's the hardcore people that go through there. And looking forward to that. It's going to be really fun.
All right, Steve, always good to visit with you. Enjoy your time at the Governor's Hunt brunch tomorrow. And good luck and have a safe hunt to all those firearms deer hunters that are going to be out there on Saturday.
I can see them coming up 94 already, Steve-O.
Yeah, I can imagine. All right, Steve, thanks.
Take care, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.